Good evening, everyone. Welcome to RSVP Talk Lifestyle. I'm your host, Lucky, and I'm here with the lovely Yami.
Hello.
And tonight, we are going to be discussing how we manage in the lifestyle with our vanilla friends and family. Good topic.
Do we have those? I don't know.
Do we still have those anymore? I'm not too sure. But very good topic. I think that, that's a good question, because how do you kind of deal with that in the lifestyle? I mean, friends are not too bad, but what about family? Does your family know?
Well, now they kind of do. They definitely have seen me post, the stream on Facebook Live, and I've had a couple of cousins and my sister, my sister reposted it, and I'm like, take it down. You have everyone. I don't have most of my family on my social media, because.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't.
Do you have your family on social media?
No, but I really, I guess
yeah,
I'm in that
yours is naughtier
unique.
Than mine.
It is. Well, first off, my personal page, I don't even have any kids on it. I don't have my kids. I have my kids blocked from it. Only because I probably think their dad likes to snoop. But, personally, I really don't have family except for my boys. So my middle son knows. My oldest doesn't. He would be more the very totally vanilla and would freak him out type
like,
of deal.
Your mother or family members know?
They're all deceased, so I don't really have to
deal with
that.
Congratulations.
So, I'm kind of lucky, I guess. I don't have to deal with that. But, and with my friends, for a while, I kind of didn't say anything. But that was due to my job versus, at that time, versus my not wanting to be open about it. Now most of my friends know. And at work as well? And most of them are working as well.
Yes.
Yep. They all know me. I'm crazy. I'm crazy Kimmy, Nothing I do they blink anymore. It's just like, yeah, she's good. But no, I'm kind of lucky in that respect that I don't have to deal with a family issue towards it. But I'm really curious about how, some of our listeners would deal with that with their families, because I know some are very open about being in the lifestyle. Other people are not.
Well, my mom knows that I'm crazy, but I know for sure. I have one of, a Spanish mom. Spanish moms like to really snoop in their children's room, kind of see what they're up to.
Spanish mom.
I know, even at my age, she'll come snooping in my apartment, and I know she's found some things. I've had some items missing after she's come over, and I'm like, I know she probably was like, what is this, and threw it away or something.
Right.
And just won't talk about it with me, and I'm not going to talk about it with her. Like, yes, mom, those are my leashes. I get walked around in those.
And she probably thought, wait a minute, she doesn't have an animal here. Let's throw these out.
Yeah, probably. But one recently, actually, she had a there's like a Kissimmee, like a nudist community.
Yes, there is, actually, yes.
And she went and did a delivery there, and then she comes with, this, like, itinerary for, like, a swingers, not a swingers, but, like, a single, because it's not a swingers resort.
No, it's not a swingers, it's just a nudist resort.
Yeah, so, she comes up, and she's like, hey, I thought you'd... This is your kind of thing. I'm like, how do you know that this is my kind of thing? It's a little weird. But thanks, Mom. Now I know when it's singles night.
And what about your friends? Or do you... I know you don't have too many vanilla friends anymore.
Yeah, no. And even my vanilla friends, they kind of just... I'm a storyteller. So I definitely still go around telling my crazy stories to my vanilla friends. And they're just kind of like... That's Yami.
Right?
Like, she's so crazy.
And you know what? I think that's the same with my friends, too. It's just kind of like, okay, that's just Kimmy. Just, just go with it. They don't even blink. But sad to say, I did lose a couple of friends by coming out and being more open about it. And then once I left that kind of high-profile job that I was in, it was like, well, you know what? Everybody knows me, and now I can be a little bit more open about it. And, of course, now
you're probably nicer than me, though. Like, I'm more, I don't know, loud and more vocal. So it's like people that are vanilla, I think they just don't fucking like me.
Really?
Yeah, I think we're just instantly like,
we just don't get along.
Like, because I have sometimes people that just don't fuck with me. And I'm like, how can you not? Like, I'm the nicest person ever. But yeah, and they just like, and you know, whatever, I don't care. If you don't like me, bye. There's like a shit ton of people that do.
Right. Well, you know, and I think too, though, I think for a lot of people too, a lot of people don't like being as open about being in the lifestyle due to jobs, family, kids and
that's
such.
That's understandable.
So, you know, and I know sometimes that there are people that are very, then the ones that are more open about it. But you have to remember, too, and this is point number one, is that not everybody can be as open and vocal about it as maybe we are because we're here. You know what we do. But, you know,
but
having
you
that respect.
You're pretty vocal about it in your career and you have a pretty... You know.
Now I do, but I'm not as in the public eye, so to speak. My former position, I was in the public eye, and it probably would have been detrimental to my job if I had like come out quite as bluntly as that. Again, my close friends knowing wasn't a big deal.
I guess there goes for all those corporate jobs we were gonna get.
That's okay. It's all right. I like the corporate lifestyle.
Listen, I did the corporate life for like 3 years working in an office, and the way that I am right now here with you, honey bunny, is the same fucking way that I was interviewing people. Like, I can't even say what I would go. Well, I'm not there anymore, but wait, no, they still might hear this. Never mind. I was a fun interviewer.
Well, to anyone in all of the Orlando hospitals, hi, it's me. I guess I'm outed now. But since I don't visit y'all anymore and I'm not interviewing parents, so hello, how y'all doing?
Well, damn.
Straight. So it just came right out
fuck
there.
Fuck it. Keep fuck it real. It.
Exactly. You got to be straight up. You always got to be straight up. Definitely. Definitely, definitely.
So you're saying your children, you say your youngest doesn't know, your oldest does.
Your oldest doesn't know, my middle does.
That's just so weird.
I know, isn't it? But you know what? It's funny.
But I guess you know their personalities.
My oldest is 19, yeah. And he is just, it's very straight-laced. And I think he has been since he was born. You know, where my middle son is just quirky and the diva. He is like the girl that I never had. And unfortunately, you know, I remember a long time ago my mom saying, you know, someday you're going to get one that's just like you. And I'm like, okay. Thinking, shit, that's a bad thing because man, am I naughty. I'm always in fucking trouble. I'm always being grounded, being smacked. I don't know. Whatever. I just did it. So he reminds me of me. Man, I remember getting the belt, girl.
I had my ass. Were you naughty and bad when you were little, too?
I was.
Naughty.
I was flirting. I guess I was flirting with a waiter when I was two.
Oh, well, that's...
And then I was traumatized because I guess he handed me a glass of milk and the bottom of the glass broke all over the table. And I was, like, giving him, like, little flirty, batting my eyes at him. So my parents were saying, like, really... full-on flirt with him. And I guess I was devastated and I was so shy I wouldn't even look at the guy after the, like the whole bottom of my cup dropped and
because
went
you
all
dropped
everywhere.
It
no it just broke as he went mid-handing it to me. I don't know if it was already a broken glass. Mm-hmm. And it just by him like
first of all who's out here giving two-year-old glass.
Right?
Terrible.
Hey, you know what? This was the 70s, okay?
There were no seatbelts back then.
There were no seatbelts. I sat up in the front of my uncle's red cherry red Mustang like I was a badass bitch at five years old, okay?
No way. My kid always asks me and I'm like, you're 13. Until you're 13, you're not sitting in the front. Sorry.
I know. That's a really tough thing for them to kind of handle at this age.
Okay. Do you feel like you're going to speak to the lifestyle about the lifestyle to your little one, to your youngest?
I think when he's older, I think that he'd be more, I think he'd be gel with it. I don't think he would give me any. Where my oldest still would be the, nah, I'm not listening to it. I'm not hearing it.
When do you feel it's like the appropriate age?
Well, my middle son found out when he was 14 because I went on a date with my playmates and I had to bring him. And I was, instead of kind of explaining it to him, like, oh, yeah, this couple is a friend of mine. I was just like, so, Ian, yeah, love. So this is mommy's girl playmate, and that's her husband, who's my boy playmate. And we're not going to get into the whole playmate scheme, but he's just looking at me like, yeah, I get what you mean. You're bisexual. I'm like, oh, you're so smart. How did you know that at 14? I didn't tell you that. But okay, well, yep, they're my playmates.
I feel like they just know, you know?
It's different. It's a different life now.
Like, I feel like my kid definitely is aware that I like.
Where my youngest is hanging out with girls all the time, yeah. So he's always like, la, 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 la. So he'll be cool with it, I think, when he's older, because he's already fruity and just like, la, 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 la.
I was having dinner with kind of like you're saying, like a play date, but not that kind of play date. Like actually like my son's friend and me and my girlfriend were friends. I mean, we've played together, but that's
beside, but that's a different, that's different story. Point.
So, you know, we're all having dinner and we're just quiet eating. My kid just like, I don't know where, looks up and he's like, so what's up, mom? Are you like a lesbian or what? Like, oh my God. And then the kid we're on the little kid, the other one was like younger than him, and he's just like, what's a lesbian? And then it just got so terrible.
Hey, but sorry, I'm like, honey, we'll discuss this in a little while.
Yeah, I had to, you know, have the discussion with him later, and you know, he basically already knew,
right?
I do teach him to love everyone, you know.
Absolutely.
I don't put a gender. I've never have in anything, so regardless of what he likes, I'll love him. I mean, I like everything, so
and you know what?
I think according to my genes, this motherfucker's gonna be wild too. So
but you know too, I think that there's just people like I could say my ex-husband just thinks in that black and white box. There's no outside of that box, so everything is just black and white, and that's, you know, you do this and you don't do that. So he takes after, I think, his dad in that respect, where there's no gray areas, there's no opening outside of that box and being free.
It's weird when you have both, because I'm, you know, we're us, and then you're making your ex sounds kind of like mine. Like, my ex is like, which is weird, because he loved sleeping with other women, but when I propose threesomes, he's like, oh, no, no.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny. I got that far with my ex-husband, who was like,
"You don't want to fuck together."
Oh yeah, sure. But every couple we met, there was something wrong and something wrong. So we never got into the lifestyle together. I had tried. Boy, did I try.
That must suck though, when like each person, like a couple, has very different tastes.
Yes,
right? You guys, I'm guessing, had to deal with that.
You know what? I think he just couldn't come out and say that he didn't want to swap. The idea of being having a threesome.
For you.
Yes. And it was funny because I had worked for a couple for their child. And it's funny, I'd been there for years and they were the ones that suggested it. In fact, you know, my ex-husband was like, oh, she's got a crush on you. And I was just like, nah, 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 nah. And then we were all drunk one night and it all came out.
As it usually goes.
As it usually goes. It all came out. And then a week later, the husband calls and, hey, you guys want to swap? I was all for it. My ex-husband was just kind of like, and it's just kind of excuse after excuse. Instead of just saying, I can't watch my wife fuck another dude, I'm not into that. I can watch the girls be have fun or whatnot. But instead of just being outright, he just couldn't come out of that box.
Perhaps if they're new, that's probably how guys start off, I would think, right? Like, oh, slowly they build up to the idea of a man fucking his wife.
True. But again, trying to find the unicorns like us is a very difficult thing. Sometimes.
I think
not so much.
To find a girl to have a threesome is really easy. I think a unicorn's kind of slightly different, because I'm assuming a unicorn is kind of like you're in a relationship with that couple. Or have an agreement.
Could be, yeah.
Right?
That's true.
Because, I mean, threesomes are pretty... I mean, maybe they're just pretty... really easy for us. I don't know. I can't speak to everyone. Because I have met people and they're like, yeah, I've never had a threesome. I'm like, what? How old are you?
I mean, where have you
been? Have you been living under a rock? I just feel like it's so easy. You go downtown right now. What is it? Tuesday? Taco Tuesday? Fuck it. Everybody's drunk as shit. I'm sure you're going to find a drunk chick on tequila ready to have a threesome.
Like, let's go. Let's go.
Ooh. Not condoning that behavior. Do not take drunk chicks away. Don't get hashtag me too'd.
Right?
Too far. Yeah, too far.
Yeah, don't, because you, yeah, my luck, I just picked the crazy ass one that I can't get rid of. Damn.
Oh my God, has that happened to me so many times? You pick up a girl and they just never leave.
Yeah.
Have you had that happen?
Yeah, once I had that happen, it was just kind of like, I'm going to choke
They're
her
like house swatters, where, you know, I feel like they're out there.
Yes, they are.
That's happened to me a couple times where they're you know, you spend a magical weekend with them and it's all sex and rock and roll.
Fun, and then all of a sudden it changes and they're annoying
then it's
and you
2 months
just
later
choke them.
And they're still there. They're just, what are you still doing here? No one told you you could move in.
Right, yeah. It's like, we like you, but you can't stay. You got to go bye-byes.
Oh, my. I picked up some weird chicks. One time I had a girl, dude. Okay, so we're like, we pick her up around, she's like some UCF chick. We're at like a paint party. You know, my dom at that time was a DJ. So he's DJing. I'm over here like, they had like these glass cases with like drip paint, like falling like a waterfall. So I'm just being me. Like, I just ran in there and I just start dancing in the box. Like, if I'm getting paid for that shit. Like, if I'm Chris Brown's backup dancer, I'm just like, yes. And then, you know, this chick, she sees me. She, like, starts flirting, blah, blah, blah. We take her home. She wouldn't shut the fuck up, dude. We took her to the room and she was, like, telling us what to do. Like, kind of controlling the situation, and we're like, okay, like, just chill, like, stop talking,
yeah,
let it
just
flow,
shut up,
like,
and let's
like,
just
why are
be
you? We know what we're doing, we've done this before,
right? It's not like you're like directing, you know? A
and then she's
or
like
something.
I don't do this, I don't do that, like, and I get it, conversations of like, I don't know, maybe not in the moment, that conversation it should have been prior to that moment,
yeah, that
you know what I mean,
because
it kind of
been.
The sexiness literally just left, and then I got up. I got fucking pissed. Like, I'm literally, like, finger blasting her. She wouldn't shut the fuck up. I'm, like, covering her mouth. And then I'm just, like, I got up, and I left my guy there. I was, like, I'm out. I, like, got up, and I closed the door. And I went to the living room to hang out with my roommates, and they're, like, what? Where's everybody? Where are the other two? And I'm, like, dude, I couldn't that bitch wouldn't shut the fuck up. Sorry for calling her a bitch, but she just wouldn't. I don't know what the fuck she was on. But, oh, my God, like, it was terrible. And that's probably the meanest I've ever been to a chick, because then my guy comes out of the room, like, 2 minutes after me. He's like, dude, I couldn't fucking do it. He's like, we got an Uber home. And I instantly was like, bet. And then I just called her an Uber, and I went into the room. I was like, honey, you got to go. The Uber's outside.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
I'm usually never that, like, I feel bad because, you know, drunk Yami could be aggressive. But. Damn.
But,
like,
yeah, but
that's
kinda,
the meanest I've ever been to a girl.
You
kind of
don't do
usually
that
I pamper them and I show everybody love.
Because, I mean, you know, she should have said something ahead of time as well. It's you know, that's a two-way street.
Like, why did you come over? What did you think, like, was going to happen at 4 a.m. when a couple's telling you to go home with them? Like,
right?
Come on now.
We're just going to have to do another bottle of Patron or something.
Well, that's fine.
We could do that, but we're going to do other things between that.
Yeah. Dude, I went through a fate. Actually, like, drunk Yami straight up will be like, yo, are we fucking or not? Like, you've been hanging out with us all night. Like, if you're going to come over to my house, this is not, the after party is not a vanilla party.
Right.
You know, and that's where. It's so funny because everyone gets pressured at that moment. Like, we've been partying with you guys all night. If we go to your house, that means shit's going to go down. And I'm like, yes, it is. Are you ready? Sometimes they are. Sometimes they aren't. It's funny when I scare some of them off, though, because I'm like, you'll be back.
You are, because Drunk Yami, when she's very aggressive.
You've seen
Drunk Yami. Yes, I've seen Drunk Yami.
Oh, gosh.
Very, very, yeah. And if you don't know her, watch out.
Don't go looking for her.
Yeah, don't start anything with her. Don't.
She might be out tonight.
Just really might bite you. She just might. So don't even go there.
Oh, man. So, yeah, back to, you know, children and the lifestyle. I have met people that are very open with their kids at a young age. Like, I mean, like 3 or 4.
Right. Well, I don't think there's anything wrong about being honest and open to a certain point and to a certain age level.
Well, I'm going to give an example.
Little ones I don't think need to know.
Hooking up with someone who was polyamorous. This person had a child. And I'm very overprotective with my child. So I get showing your children kind of like, hey, it's okay to love everybody and as many people as you want. But I feel like there's a time and place to introduce your child to your playmates.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, if you've got a string of playmates coming through your door and you don't, like, I don't know, kids get attached. It's just different. Kids get connections with people.
Yes, they do.
You know, it's not like us where we could just be like, all right, let's date for, like, 3 weeks and then something's going to piss me off and we're going to move on.
Exactly.
We could easily do that.
And
but
then,
children,
and then there's the couples, get, too. Like, you know, you get the babysitter or, you know, Nana is.
So I'm kind of wondering if you're kind of teaching, you know, your kid that people just come in and out of your life. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, like, absolutely.
So I'm not judging. I think it was beautiful the way that they shared that openness with their child. I'm not saying that it's bad. I just personally don't want any pain inflicted into my child. So I feel like when people walk away of someone's life, it's kind of like, ouch, a little bit. Because they don't know why. They don't know what me and you
exactly.
went through.
Exactly.
You're not going to – I mean, unless you're going to sit there and explain, like
– And I know for mine, that night we had actually – We were with my playmate's daughter, her older daughter, and we really just was going out for dinner, dinner and drinks. So it was really just a kind of a hangout thing. So, you know, when we were talking and she'd accidentally slipped something about the lifestyle in one of the venues that we attended, was kind of got my son looking. So it was kind of like, all right, that's when I fessed up. But, you know, it was kind of on the spot, but he was cool like that, too. So it wasn't, you know, where, like you said, a situation where he's seeing all these people in and out. At that time, these were playmates that I'd been with for probably a few months, you know, and had ended up with them for about 2 years. So as their playmate. So, you know, he didn't see any, but they don't live with me anyway, which is a good thing. So they wouldn't see anyone coming in and out.
That's the great thing of separation. You get to have him half the time. That's why we get to live the crazy lifestyle we do.
Exactly. But as in for my friends, too, just so that I don't, and I mean, they all know I'm bi and they all know I'm in the lifestyle, but I don't particularly advertise it either. That's why, like, for me, my social media, I have my more private page, and then I've just created like a lifestyle page for all my non-vanilla friends, my lifestyle friends.
That's
just so that
I'm guessing
I'm not pushing something into my vanilla friends, because, you know, they know, but I don't want to have them feel like I'm blasting it in their face, like, all the time, and that's all I talk about, and, you know.
To my friends, I'm not
sorry. It kind of is, but, you know, it's just like, well. But, and again, most of them don't care, but I just feel from my own personal level, I try not to blast them with it, so I just have a separate page for that, you know. I mean, I still blast, you know, our, you know, join me in Yami every week.
Well.
But.
So since we've started the podcast, have you gotten, like, any people telling you stories or people you wouldn't think would even, log into our podcast?
Well, you know, I did have a friend of mine from years ago, and I remember being, like, 18, 19, partying at his house with his wife and stuff that came out and said that him and his wife were swingers. I was like, awesome. I would have had
no idea.
I had no idea. In fact, I had no idea that their daughter lived with, well, I knew she lived with my niece last year, but I didn't know it was their daughter. you know, I'm thinking of the last name, and I'm like, oh, I have a friend with that last name, and then just never thought anything of it till he tells me, yeah, my daughter lived with your niece for like a year last year. Do you know blah, blah, blah? I'm like, no, no way. But then I had another young lady actually write to me today, you know, about being in the lifestyle, and she wanted to ask some questions where we kind of were in the more lifestyle, and, you know, she was talking about, hey, I really love the show. I'm like, thank you so much. But so I feel it's kind of cool now to be able to kind of help people if they have a question or, you know, an experience about the lifestyle. And she wanted to know about, you know, I guess more, if it was more of a taboo subject, or she thought it was so. And I'm like, look, it, you know what, at the end of the day, you got to be you. And as long as you're not hurting anyone and it's not against the law, then you have fun with it. You know, it doesn't really matter what people think of you and what your sex life is. It's nobody's business but your own, you know?
Yeah, they're not paying your bills, so.
Exactly. Exactly. So it was nice. It was nice. I was really surprised. It was like, oh.
Yeah.
I could be Dear Lucky instead of Dear Abby. Woo. Love it. Love it.
That's
love
cute.
It.
Dear Lucky. Aw. We should do like a little part of a segment where it's like, Dear Lucky. And that's like the question.
Dude,
that's a dope idea.
So listeners, come on. You need to email us and let us know, because, you know, we're telling you.
We got to create a Dear Lucky email.
We're telling you all our awesome, wild, crazy stories that, wow, if we could, we should have just taped ourselves. But, yeah, what? You got to let us know.
With our crazy stories, taping them?
Yeah, I know. Next time, this summer, we should kind of like video ourselves. Want to see
always,
what Lucky and Yami
I'm
are up to?
I'm always Snapchatting and like Instagramming, so I have little clips. You know, I'm always.
We're going to have to get some clips
happening.
Going.
I'm a show off. I like attention.
It's okay. Me too.
Oh, but. I love your necklace. Very
thank you.
Metal.
Thank you. Rawr. I felt like being chained today.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's probably why I like it.
I figured you probably would as soon as I put it on, too. I was like,
yes.
I bet you Yami would like this one, too. It's like you could pull and go.
Oh, love it. Dude, so I was in Miami this weekend. Hence, for the people that are watching me right now, I apologize that my face is not done.
Yami went au naturel today.
A natural look today. So stormy weather outside, people. It's a stormy weather.
It is. Did you see my hair? I tried to do my hair, and I'm just like, yeah, shouldn't even have tried.
Yeah. No, but speaking of, like, people, meeting people and stuff, like, it's so fun. Well, I've always already been like that. Like, I'll literally walk up to a couple, and I just, you know, someone's going to flirt. Like, there's, I don't know, maybe they just flirt with
you're,
me.
You're better but at I'm, that than me.
But I'm always like, y'all swingers. And I'm like, why are you acting surprised? And, you know, either they'll be like, how did you know?
Or, I love doing that to the newbies. The ones that are maybe at a venue and they're really quiet and they're really shy and they're in the corner and they're dark and they're just watching everybody. It's like, hi, you must
yes,
be new.
Being annoying.
Yeah.
It's not annoying. It's getting people out of their box.
Well, exactly, because yeah. I'm sure the first time for everyone, I'm sure, is nerve-wracking, and some more so than others. You
Man,
know, and other people
I'm
might be really shy.
I'm trying to remember my first time in a venue. That's what you mean, right?
In a venue,
or just
yes,
trying
the first
it
time.
Out. Well, I guess trying it out would be in a venue.
Because I think they have a weird think that everyone's just going to be fucking everywhere and anywhere when you go to a swingers
club. Yes, I've heard
club.
That a lot.
Which
I'm not, I mean,
or
yes.
that you're forced or you're pulled into
You're not
it.
Forced. Yeah.
yeah.
I think people.
You know, but I think they have an idea that, oh, I have to, or yeah. they're going to make me do stuff and, you know, what's going to go on. So I think they have kind of a different idea. But I think sometimes, like, that negativity comes from what we see in TV and the very little that swingers are mentioned in TV. You know, it's not in a good light, and it's also a very stereotypical situation. Like I said, the only times I've seen it, and when I have seen it, it's at a house party. Everyone puts the keys in a bowl, and then everyone goes and picks a key. And it's just like, that don't happen that way. I mean,
maybe it
does.
Maybe it did back then.
Well, as I was
saying. Well, I'm sure it was probably just a dope-ass party that someone threw once. And then people bit off of
it. Well, maybe they did that in the 70s. Well, like Dr. Ziggy was saying, too, that they called it wife swapping back then. It wasn't swinging, and it wasn't so much of that bisexuality component putting in. It was wife swapping. So, yeah, I wouldn't give me the key. No, I'm choosing who these keys belong to. Oh, you.
Damn, yeah. Because you don't know if you're going to vibe with someone.
Who's got the Mercedes? Right. Who's got the Mercedes? I go with you.
I'm done with you. I don't think they were able to see, right? Maybe they were blindfold.
I don't know.
Sounds dangerous.
It does.
A blindfolded orgy. I was going to be like, that sounds fun, but I'm like, no, Yami, that sounds dangerous.
That sounds dangerous, because then I'd have to try to work on hearing and scent. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about that. I'm deaf.
But blindfolding one-on-one, though, have you done that?
I did that once. That's really erotic. Yeah. That really heightens your sense. It really does. That's not too bad.
And it kind of scares you a little bit, because you're not trying to hurt yourself or the other person.
You're just gonna... You listen. listen. But
So vanilla friends I do not have.
You don't have vanilla friends.
I do want them because if they're open, to experiencing a new lifestyle.
Not even at work, huh?
Oh no, dude, I'm really the same way.
But your coworkers.
No. They all know the way that I am.
But they're not vanilla?
Oh, some are. Some are vanilla. Okay. Some have partied with me and seen some things. And then they're like, I'm never partying with you again.
Oops.
Cass is scared over here.
Sorry.
It's okay.
But, yeah, I can't imagine, though, if I had family, I can't imagine having to really explain it, especially if I got found out, accidentally or...
What do you mean found out accidentally?
caught in the act. Well, what if you were? Seriously, what if you were caught in the act? It was your really strict ass moms who was you better say 100,000 Hail Marys and whatever else they do.
So do you behave well? Okay, because you say you don't have vanilla friends anymore. So one thing that I have kind of notice with some of my friends, they don't know how to shut it off.
Oh.
I definitely feel like how you're saying, some people have double Facebooks or whatever, and they keep their private and personal, private and private and public, different, right. Separate. I do both, but I definitely still behave a certain way. I will speak my mind, and I'll say, hey, hell yeah, I'm a swinger, I do these things, but I still... I have girlfriends that will just, and yes, they're close friends to mine, but they'll just be anywhere, a titty out or and I love them, but it's baby, put your titty away. We are,
you can't be here
right now. We're at a classy ass place.
Yeah,
you know?
we're not in freedom land, no.
Yeah, there's a time and a place for that, and I
feel
like a lot of people don't know the boundaries.
Yes. Some people really need to learn what that word is. Some people, I don't even think, have any concept of the word boundaries. But, especially the ones that send me hundreds of dick pics every day. I'm just kind of Well, glad I'm not vanilla. Open it up, another one. Okay. Thank you all for the dick pics, not to knock them. Dick pics, but some days.
I was gonna say that I love.
Can I have some pussy pics?
Oh, a dick pic. Oh, I get those too. Those are nice.
See, I don't get a lot of those. I got them. Change all. It up. Change.
I get
it
some
up.
Crazy shit. I had a person that was my submissive through Snapchat. Actually, a couple. I didn't even ask them through Instagram too. They're just like, you are now my dom. Mm. cyber doms. That's cyber what they're called. Dom. Yeah.
Ah.
That's a thing. Cyber, domination really is a thing, though.
It really
is. People
Never heard
so
of it.
So I had like a kitten. I've had a couple kittens. Right. Some were guys, some were girls. They just wanted to be my kittens because I used to have a naughty page, but it got deleted. Surprise.
I wonder
there.
Why.
1 second nipple. Which is so funny because it was still connected to like my real, you know how like Instagram connects all your accounts?
Yes.
And
yes.
Then, even if you think it's going to be separated, it's still going to show like, hey, if you're following this person, you might want to follow these people. And then you'll see your secret account in there and you're like, ah.
Like,
people used to find me all the time and I'd be like, welp, now you know.
Now you know. Yeah, no, my Instagram, I got to say, my Instagram is definitely all adult content-ish and lifestyle-ish stuff.
Versus, yeah, but so, you know, when they
definitely
would,
not vanilla.
They would, cyber domination is very needy.
Oh.
So your phone is consistently, first of all, submissives are very needy. Yes, I'm very needy. I'm just very needy, but that's kind of like this. You're kind of a submissive. So would you say you're needy?
No.
Tell the truth.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, when it comes to lifestyle, yes. When it comes to work, no. I am very dominant, headstrong, boss bitch.
I don't mean like needy all the time. I mean like with you're dominant or with, you know, sometimes you just want that attention.
Yes.
So they would literally like send me videos all the time and messages all the time and, hey, Mistress Yami, and how's your day going? And I'm like, bitch, I'm busy. Like, I can't do this. I can't be a dom. Like, I can't do it.
Right.
That's way too much attention to pay to someone.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm like, I like the attention, so I know that my dom used to get annoyed as fuck.
I have a very needy gentleman on mine. It's just like, look, I like you and all, but I'm working. Mm-hmm. Like, I do have another life, just saying, you know. Would prefer not to work, but.
So were you ever vanilla? Do you remember the day when you
I was.
Or tried to live. I think we've all tried to be what society wants us to be.
See,
right?
I think, well, yeah. And you know what? For me, it was more of a gradual thing. Because like I said, where I grew up, it was really one of those, how do I even put it? It was like a waspish town where everyone's white and pretty and rich. And it's this kind of a norm of you're all, you know, everyone's going to someday, you're going to grow up and you're going to go to school and then you're going to go to college and then you're going to have a career and then you're going to get married and have babies type of scenic ideals. So,
well, I just think that's everyone's scenic ideal.
It is. It is.
What
but I knew I was different. Like, I liked girls and I always suppressed that because I didn't feel I could be me because, you know, society back then where I lived, you know, it was wrong. It was either you're gay or you're not, you know, and to have one homosexual person in there was like, it was like the news of the decade, you know. So for me, it was gradual. Like, I didn't even use a toy. I don't even think I discovered toys until I was about 24.
Have you been in vanilla relationships?
Yes.
Okay.
Vanilla monogamous relationships? Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But again.
How did you feel?
I just always felt that missing
weird
piece of me.
The whole time? Yeah.
You know, yeah. Or having those fantasies that I couldn't fulfill, you know, and there were just times that even, you know, sexual relations would just, you know, just save my ex-husband, for instance. It was just like, eh.
So you said that your husband decided to become part of the lifestyle, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Who brought up that conversation?
I brought that conversation.
Of course you did.
I did.
And how did you bring it up? Like, how would you advise? Did it go well? How would you advise, you know? Because I feel like guys would probably suggest that
he was open to the girl. I think I'm not saying all guys, but I think a majority, you know, that fantasy is the, I want to watch my wife, my girl, with another chick. That threesome ideal. And he was open to that. But I kind of wanted to take that. Of course, you're talking about me. I want to take that further. I want to do the whole swapping shit, you know. So I just like, I want the best of both worlds. Like, She could fuck you. I don't care. Like, he's like, go for it.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think for him, it just wigged him out and he didn't want to say anything. And again, it all goes back to that word communication. Yes. Say something. Just be up front. Just say it. Don't be leading me on. Don't be leading other people on or come up with a ton of dumbass excuses.
I get a lot of couples, you know, that I'll start speaking about my life and they'll just, or not a couple, but a person, and they'll be like, man, I would love to be, you know, a swinger or part of that lifestyle, but I don't know how to speak to my partner about it.
Right. And it's funny, I actually got that question the other day.
I don't think I've ever had to speak up to my partner about it. I definitely went from an open relationship to not being open to me being like, listen, I'm gonna need to take this shit back. Like, we're gonna have to go back to being open again. And you know, I just couldn't take it after like a year.
And the thing is, you know what? There's gonna be people that are never ever going to be open to a quote unquote open relationship or the lifestyle. I mean, you know, and that's just a fact of life. I know that there's a lot of people that are, you know, one half is interested, but the other one isn't.
I think if you're real with yourself, then you're going to find you should end up with the person that you has the same mentality as you.
Exactly.
But people, you know, society makes you think, oh, have the white picket fence, have the dog right. and the baby and, you know, the good husband or the good wife.
Right, and that monogamy has to stay, or, you know, because that's the glue that bonds the whole thing.
If that's not you, boo, then...
Exactly.
Trust me, there's someone else out there you're going to find that...
Exactly. Well, you know, and then once I finally had my bi experience and I went in the lifestyle, I've never really looked back, but to my vanilla life. To me, I can't even picture how I made it that long being vanilla and denying myself and who I was, you know. Now I'm me.
I personally feel like that can literally drive you crazy, and that's why people have mental breakdown, not mental, what is that called, midlife crisis. I think it's not a midlife crisis. I think you were just pretending to be someone you're not and it finally hit you.
Exactly. I guess back in the terms, maybe in the 80s, like, we turned it coming out of the closet, so to speak, you know. I know that you probably, the term was more towards homosexuality, but to me, you know, even being bisexual is still against what people think is the norm or the way it should be. You know, some people sit there and tell me, oh, how do you even do an open relationship? I couldn't watch my guy be with another woman. It was like, well, maybe that's not your fantasy. Me, I have no problem because I'm doing her husband, you know, or partner or whatever, but I'm much more free thinking. But when I was younger, I don't think I could be as free as I am now, if that makes sense.
So if you would have met Yami about 6-7 years ago, I was completely different. I was in a vanilla ass relationship for like 6-7 years, and housewife. Like, if I partied, it's because I was hosting a party in our home. I was like, we were the perfect family. Like, I was like, wow. On top of like everything, and like no one would ever
Mrs. Brady or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like now when people see me and that I haven't seen in years, they're like, "Who the fuck are you? What happened to you?"
There must really be aliens because you got snatched somewhere, right?
Now I think I've always been flirtatious. I think I was more open than my ex was. I definitely was always into women. He was jealous that I was into women. If I were to hook up with a girl, he would get mad about it. But then he would claim that he would be ready to have a threesome, which I think that if I really would have brought a girl home, he would have embarrassed himself. So, you know, once I left him, I definitely started spreading my wings and being okay with who I am. And
you have to be.
Yeah, like that's...
You really have to be. And especially in the lifestyle, you know, there's not much to hide in the lifestyle.
And I don't feel like everyone's vanilla. I really don't. I feel like there's like a huge rainbow in there. Like, and everybody. It just takes the right person or moment in your life or situation for...
I don't know. I still think there's a good 2% that are those
you
solid
think so,
diehards.
Solid
that...
diehard monogamous people.
Yes, I do. I really do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think it's that total brainwash.
I think
that some of them are just going to be so black. Again, talking about black and white and not seeing gray. Those black, they will never see anything but how they see it. Do as I say and not as I do.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm more of a color outside the lines kind of gal.
Right? I'm just like, let's make a rainbow. Oh, every picture's rainbows. Red, yellow, green, blue, purple. Everything's sparkly. That's me. But vanilla friends, I can't. I don't know. I just don't know. I'm just glad I didn't have no family to, like, that I had to.
But maybe, come out to, I mean, I know, or you say you don't have vanilla friends, but some, I'm sure you do. Like, I say I don't, but I do.
I have, but some. They're all back in Massachusetts, but, I think, too. So.
And I think they kind of give you a nice break, though.
I can't drive them crazy now because they're all in Massachusetts, where I'm from. So
I feel like when you hang out, though, with, you know, swinger friends all the time, it's just, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Don't you feel like
that?
Like, it's just like if that's what has to happen. Don't you feel like that sometimes?
Sometimes,
like,
yeah.
Okay, we're all hanging out. We're all in the lifestyle. Like, we have to fuck. Like,
sometimes.
No, why can't we just go out and have a good time? Like, why can't we vanilla for 1 hour?
True. That.
Let's
that
actually get to
something
know each other.
Always ends up happening. Something always ends up happening. But that's not such a bad thing. But, I mean, because that's some great
No, but
friends.
I'm saying, so that's why, like, sometimes I do like hanging out with my vanilla friends. Because then it's like,
you know,
well, all right,
gonna
chill.
Be
like,
we're just going to
let's just chill.
Go to dinner,
let's vibe.
Watch the movie.
Yeah. Crack some jokes.
There you go.
You know.
Crack open a bottle of wine. Cuddle up with some Netflix.
Well, now you're just making it. See, look at you. You're making it stick. You're trying to Netflix it too. What? Damn, can't take it. Because
that's what. That's my vanilla life, though. I would
that's
see.
Your vanilla
that
life.
That would be my idea of vanilla life.
You know
life.
What Netflix and chill is, though, right?
Oh! Kaz is like.
Kaz, how many times you be Netflix and chilling?
Netflix?
Netflix. No chill. But you know what that means, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Had to check.
That's
I'm
okay.
Not going to lie. I like cuddling. My Netflix and chill is just like, put your penis inside of me and let's just like cuddle like this. I watch TV. My friends are like, that's how you cuddle? I'm like, yes, that's the only way I'm cuddle. Only if your dick's inside of me. That tiny ass leather couch. That we don't fit.
I know, we might break it.
Oh, I've broken some beds.
Have you?
Oh yes.
I only
Dude,
broke one.
I've gone through like 3 beds.
Wow.
Oh my god, I have to, okay.
I thought one was bad, but 3?
So, like, last week, or probably a few days ago.
Oh, this was recent.
Yes, this was really recent. No, not the breaking. I rented a hotel room and was hooking up with someone, and we were so fucked up, you guys. We left the window open the whole time.
Oh, and what floor were you on?
I don't know, but I remember we kept hearing people, like, happening outside, and I was like, why is there, like, so much noise out there? And I'm like, maybe we gotta lower the music. So I'm like, lower. We had no, because the curtain was covering the window, and then the next morning, he, like, opens the curtain, and he's like, the window's been open the whole night.
Oops.
And it was some
noises.
It was some dirty things.
Wow.
Some dirty things were being said.
Oh. Well, I bet you made quite a few people's nights, though, too. I hope.
Okay, so then it happened again, like 2 days later. In Miami, we left the door open. Oops. I don't know what I'm going through right now. I think the inner exhibitionist in me is starting
it's
to come
totally
out
coming out.
I gotta get her in check. I don't know.
Next time is gonna be doors and windows all open, and the curtains are gonna be wide open as well.
Oh my God, I was mortified. There were children next door mortified. Like, yes.
I
walked out of the hotel room. Thank God I had a hoodie, bro. And I like put the shoe like all the way up. I was wearing heels. I was like tippy toeing away so they wouldn't hear me. Thing is though, I feel like they tried to tell us that the window was open, but close the fucking window. Like, you could have closed the window.
Right? Something.
Be a friend. Like, be a friend.
Did you know the window was open?
Yeah, pop your head in there. Be like, hey.
Hey, did you know your door is open?
Y'all inviting us or is this a mistake? I don't know. Yeah. Gotta be careful. That's how people just walk in thinking it's a green light.
Right?
And the next thing you know, you're in a train.
If you were at some of the places we're at, then that would have been a green light.
Yes, would have been a green
light. Definitely, that was a huge green light.
I think that's probably why. I think I'm just used to, like, fucking, you know, the places we go to, and you just don't give a shit.
Right.
You get too used. You gotta be careful. Next time you rent a hotel, make sure you close those windows.
Yes.
And that door.
I will make sure that, yes, I will have to double check now.
Terrible.
That will be imprinted in my mind, in my memory now.
Also, 10 minutes left of the show. I didn't say anything gay this episode.
You didn't. That's true.
But can I please?
You already got poor Cass over there shaking his head like, oh no,
here I it have comes. An announcement.
Here it comes. Oh shit, here it comes.
I waited to the end. It's good news. I could save it for next episode then.
She did wait. No, you might as well spill
dun,
it
dun,
now.
Dun, stay tuned.
Dun, dun, dun. Drum roll.
I finally pegged somebody.
Woo! And
it was Cass.
Guy.
Just kidding. No. Just kidding.
He wishes.
That definitely was not me. I want to put it out there that there was that me. I was not pegged. I was nowhere near Yami, and that did not happen. Okay,
this is a PSA. Nothing.
It only comes out of the booty hole.
Oh,
nothing goes
God,
in the booty
I'm
hole.
I'm with you.
I'm just
anyways.
You know.
Back to the sexy. Yeah.
I gotta say, for me, I'm with him there. It comes out. No, goes in there. Mm-mm.
I was very fucking fucked up when it happened, though.
So do you at least remember it?
Okay, bro. Okay, for like, at first I didn't remember until that they mentioned it.
Oh.
The next day, and I was like, holy shit, I did do that. I was like, thanks, man. High five. But then, like, I started sobering up, and I remembered. And it's kind of, I remember it like a POV porn. Like, if I was watching me doing
right.
it was a hot memory.
Nice.
Yeah. I wish I could remember
and did
he, more.
And did they enjoy it?
I don't remember that much. I just remember,
they didn't
like,
even
the
tell
view.
You if they enjoyed it?
Oh, of course, yeah. Oh. I'm sure they did. Well. We were both fucked up. So at the moment, you're enjoying it, you know? But then the next day, you kind of... I mean, I don't remember anything ever. I'm the worst at remembering my own name, to be honest.
That is true.
I use so many different ones. I'm like, who am I today? Oh, yeah.
That was like one of the first times, the first time I had met you, too. And then the next day I was like, hey, Abby. And you're looking at me like, who the hell is this bitch? Like,
you guys,
I was like, how many she had a real good
how
night.
Many times, though, did it happen? And I know it wasn't the first time. It was probably like 5 times before I actually remembered you.
Yeah, it was.
Like.
About 5 different times.
But yeah, and then I knew your name, like, after the 10th time. Like, I know. I'm really.
You did to the point where you'd see me, like, down the hallway and be like, oh, I know her. Hi.
I remember. Honestly, I'll remember your outfits before I remember people's names or, like. How I met you or what happened, I'll remember what you were wearing and what I was wearing.
You're good like that. Well, I'm you like, know me and you know how I love getting dressed up, especially in
yes, and if you're
things.
Wearing a dope ass. And then I kind of tell people, I mean, I kind of sound like a dick because I am fucked up and I'm not going to remember anyways. But, you know, when people are like, damn, you don't remember me? I'm like, must have not left a good first impression. Must have not been too interesting. Sorry. No, I just have a terrible memory, and people think I'm an asshole.
See, I'm terrible with names. I'm better with faces. Everyone will be like, oh, yeah, so-and-so. You know them. They've been there for 5 years, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I got to see them. Oh, yeah, okay, I remember them.
I'll be like, hey, you remember. I've had people come up
it's
to me.
It's like,
and
how
be
much
like,
alcohol did I have at yes. that point when I was introduced, okay? Because it might have been blurry. I don't know.
People are like, Yami, you got so drunk. I was like, I was most likely drunk when I got there. That's why I got drunker and crazier. Never assume I showed up sober. Never.
And I remember the day that I brought the pole. We were in a room. And I brought the
I
pole.
Remembered the pole and I didn't remember you the next time.
You didn't remember me the next time, but you remembered the pole.
I remember. You're the chick with the pole.
See?
You left a dope story, though. That's when I was like, I fuck with her.
Yeah.
She creates true. Moments. See? I like people who create moments.
And that was those were fun moments.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bring me moments. Don't just bring me your fucking name. What am I going to do with that?
Right? Bring me some dope-ass outfits or, you know.
We meet so many people, like, at this point, my brain doesn't have space for everybody.
No.
So I got to compartmentalize.
But, no, and I'm sorry, by 3 or 4 a.m. after a couple bottles in, I ain't remembering shit.
I don't know how some people can just drink, get up, and, like, remember who they did or what they did. Like,
right? I don't know, maybe when I was younger, but now? Oh, heck no. More like I don't even want to move. Too funny.
We're going to Taco Tuesday tonight?
I can't go Taco Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, tonight. Yeah. It's okay. I'll take shot for you.
I'll do Taco Tuesday. I can do Taco Tuesday next Tuesday.
All right. I'm down.
All right.
Let's do it.
No cheap tequila, though.
Oh,
I
God.
I can't do it. Nope. I Those made a mistake
the
once.
Days. Those are the early 20s.
No, this was a few years back. Let me tell you, I did not drink tequila till this year again. That's how bad that was.
I went through a time where it was tequilas and threesomes for like 6 months.
Okay, well, I like the threesome part. The bad tequila that part? No, don't ever get $2 tequilas. No, 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 no.
Yeah, we're too expensive for that now.
Yeah, we're too bougie for that. I need Patron.
Better than that, Dobel.
Oh, Dobel's really good, too. I like
Belly
that
shots with Dobel are delicious.
Yum, yum.
Have you ever done a luge?
No.
That's fun. I had a couple of those this weekend. For some reason, Friday was luge day. I don't know what was going on in Miami, what mood people were in. But, like, they were just pouring shots off of. Oh. Sometimes off of my tits, other tits.
I ain't got much to luge with.
Squish it together.
Oh, I could do that. Squish.
It's teamwork because someone's got to pour it, you know? You squish the boob, someone pours it. I catch it.
Okay. Well, then we're just going to have to do that.
We're going to have to plan super squeeze luge.
Super squeeze. That's funny. So that's the thing in Miami now, huh?
I was that Friday.
Or that weekend.
You ever feel like you go out sometimes and it's just like a themed night? Like just the universe is just like, this shit keeps happening everywhere I go.
Yeah, or like my life or some parts of my life are just like a song. Like there's like so many moments, that so many songs I could think about that is like this chapter of my life. And then all of a sudden it's like a theme song comes on. It's just like.
I swear, like swingers are always gravitating towards me or kittens gravitates towards. Like I was. Sitting down smoking a hookah, minding my own fucking business at one point this weekend, and this 19-year-old cute ass fucking chick just sits next to me, starts talking to me, wanting to get to know me. And then I'm like, you look fairly young lady. I was like, how old are you?
Ooh.
She's like 19. I'm like, damn it.
She's legal. Like,
yeah, and I know she let me know that for sure.
As long as she is legal.